Welcome to Guided Voyage, the podcast. Explore your dreams, goals, self, and the world with daily rituals, meditations, and guided visualizations for magical self-discovery. I am your host, Katrina. Get ready for another amazing guided voyage. In this section, we are going to discuss SMART goals, what they are, what each letter stands for, and how to use the SMART framework to set your goals for health and wellness. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, realistic or relevant, and timed. Why set SMART goals? Not all goals are created equal. Oftentimes, we create vague statements and we call them goals, such as, I am going to get healthy this year. This is not a goal. Goals have a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you do not have all the parts of the SMART goals, how will you know when you are progressing and ultimately reaching your goal? This is where the framework comes in. Following a framework asks the right questions. And the answers to those questions provide the details that you need to be flexible when necessary and know when you are on track. They also serve as a reminder of what needs to be done and provide landmarks so that you know when you are reaching your goal and you can celebrate and move on to the next one. Let's go over each section with more detail. So the S stands for specific. You need to identify what it is that you want to accomplish. Take ownership for the parts that you have control over, and then lay out the baby steps to get there. Let's take our vague goal of getting healthy this year and add some detail to make it more specific. We can break this down in many different ways. But your definition of what health is will ultimately determine the details for your specific goal. Let's say that you've been eating on the go quite a bit. Your first step in getting healthy would be to prepare more meals at home to take with you. So when you are on the go, you have a healthy meal to eat. Your goal would be something like, commit to meal prep for 30 days. Maybe healthy for you is lowering your cholesterol and getting off your meds. Your goal would be following a meal plan full of foods to lower your cholesterol and increasing your physical activity for a set period of time. Maybe for you, it's all about your mental and emotional health. Perhaps your goal would be to see a therapist or a counselor, or maybe joining a coaching program to commit to doing some inner work for a set period of time. Come up with as much detail as you can when setting your goals. Next, we want to make sure that your goals are measurable. If there is nothing to measure, how do you know when you have reached your goals? We need numbers. Set numbers that we are working towards. And an end number to know when we have finished. Being able to measure allows us to be flexible. If we set a goal, but find that we are moving slower or faster than we originally thought, then we have the ability to adjust dates and time frames. Measuring tells us when we have reached our goal, so then we can celebrate and move on to the next one. We feel achievement. Vague statements that cannot be measured do not carry the same feelings of achievement because you never really know if you've made it to your goal. The A in SMART stands for attainable or achievable. Can you achieve this goal? Let's talk about goal weight for a moment and why the idea of working toward a goal weight is unrealistic. First of all, BMI, the body mass index, is not an indicator of health. According to BMI, I have been overweight most of my adult life, and that's just not correct. When we base our goals on reaching a specific weight, they are often not achievable, especially in the time frames that we like to give them. Losing 50 pounds in a couple of months is unrealistic and is not healthy. I really encourage all of you to avoid having a goal weight and instead focus on the pieces that are going to get you there. Can you attain this goal with the resources that you have right now? There is nothing wrong with having big goals and not having all the pieces in place yet. But you need to have smaller goals in place that are working toward that larger goal. When writing a goal, ask yourself what resources you need to get there. If there is something that you don't have yet, then acquiring that resource becomes a smaller goal. For example, if you want to run a 5K, you need comfortable clothes to run in, a good pair of shoes, and a schedule to train on. If you are lacking any one of those things, that becomes a smaller goal. Don't have good shoes? Your goal is purchase shoes for running by this date so that you can begin your training on this date. For every goal you create for yourself, you need to ask, is it attainable? And if you have the resources needed to complete it. And if not, you need to take a step back and reassess what needs to come first. Next, we have R. Your goals need to be realistic or relevant to you. Realistic in time and relevant to your bigger goal and your vision for your life. I want to mention goal weight here and the problem with that again. Losing weight does not mean that you are healthy. It does not mean that you can get off of that medication. It does not mean that you will be happier. It is simply a number. Goal weights are both not relevant and unrealistic. Your goal needs to fit your current circumstance. Yes, it is going to take work, but that doesn't mean it needs to be a burden. Your goal fits your bigger picture. You know what you are working towards, and this goal makes sense and is a step toward that vision. And last but most important, you want this. If you are perfectly content with your lifestyle and are only trying to please someone else, this will not work. Or it will work, but it won't last, and it will for sure lead to disappointment. Ladies, change for you. Do not change to please a partner, a parent, a friend, or even your children. Self-care means doing things for you. And last, we have T for timed. You must set time-based goals. When are you doing this? How much time are you spending on it? And when will you be finished? All of these answers can be flexible. This is why we write this stuff in pencil, so we can erase and update as needed. Set deadlines, but know that they can change. I like 30 days for trying to establish new habits, but you set whatever works for your life. Do your own research. That's why this is called Discovery Suite. I want you to explore and be comfortable gathering your own data and deciding what is right for you. Are your goals SMART? Use the goal setting worksheets that are provided below. You can download these and print them out and write out your SMART goals today. Please reach out to me with any questions that you might have, and I will see you in the next section. Thanks for joining me today. We would love to hear your feedback. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you would like to dive deeper into today's voyage, please join our free community space, where we meet monthly for a group ritual, Q&A session, and we are always updating our resource library with workbooks and guides. Connect with others on our Facebook group. Links to join are in the show notes.